this episode of American Chopper. The Tuttles soar to new heights and take on their newest bike-building challenge, a custom chopper to honor Lady Liberty.
Oh, yeah, this is good stuff.
But when Paul Jr. pushes the design envelope...
You had to go to experiment now.
Yeah, we had to do something different than the same old crap every single time.
Paul Sr. pushes back.
Check it the way you're supposed to check it.
It'll be fine.
And father and son face off in a battle of wills.
I don't think the way you think. I don't think the way you think.
Thank God for that.
The pain.
Fire them.
The passion. The pride. On this episode of American Chopper.
Because you know you're wrong and I'm right again.
Today we have a new client stopping by the shop, and I don't know a whole lot about him, but what I do know is he has something rare and valuable that he wants us to incorporate into the bike. I'm real curious about what he's bringing. Oh, it looks pretty serious. What the heck is this?
Now, these are the armature bars and the copper saddles that came from the interior structure of the Statue of Liberty. If you ever see the outside of the statue, you'll see six little rivet indentions. If you ever look real close, it's because there's a copper saddle behind there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It turns out Richard's company, the Gold Leaf Corporation, removed and preserved all the historical pieces that were taken off the Statue of Liberty when it was restored many years ago. It was pretty amazing to have all these priceless artifacts right here in our shop.
Of course, but these were easier to manhandle. That's a section of cable that lit the torch right there. Ran up through the arm and illuminated the torch.
It illuminated the torch?
Mm-hmm. Carried the electricity. Yeah, lead encased. Can you believe that? You don't see that anymore.
Richard wants us to incorporate some of these pieces into a bike that sort of celebrates the idea of liberty.
We've also taken the Statue of Liberty copper from these copper saddles and blended a paint for you guys. We've been safeguarding and warehousing these artifacts for 20 years now. And we always wanted to do something very exclusive with the materials. But we didn't just want to build a custom motorcycle. We had to do something that would capture that spirit of liberty so that that bike stands for something for Americans and anybody that views it.
Would we be able to modify any of this, or we pretty much would have to leave it in one piece?
You know, you're dealing with artifacts. I mean, these things were designed by Gustav Eiffel, who later built the Eiffel Tower. And I would say you want to keep them intact as much as possible.
Yeah. You know, seeing those artifacts was pretty inspiring. And after Richard left, right away, I came up with an idea for the frame. And I got the plans off to Sam, our frame builder, so he could start working on it.
Well, he was going to have a finished bike today, and overnight for Saturday delivery.
But then I sort of got stuck. I wanted the bike to be really different, but the ideas just weren't coming. Finally, after a while of just sitting there and not getting anything done, I decided I had to do something just to get the creative juices flowing again. Since the Statue of Liberty was the inspiration for this bike, I thought I could come up with some good ideas if I saw it with my own two eyes. The Statue of Liberty was plated in copper, but over the years it oxidized and it turned it a bluish-green color. I thought it would be awesome to plate the bike with copper that was removed from the monument.
Oh yeah, this is good stuff.
But I don't want the bike to turn green like the statue, so I think what we'll do is seal the bike with some clear coat so the bike will remain shiny.
You know, it'd be good if we did a belt drive with the statue's head on it. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And if the wheels were all statue's heads going all the way around, like the spikes coming out.
Yeah, that would look cool. Yeah. That would look cool.
Being there at the Statue of Liberty and listening to Pulley's ideas really got me kind of excited about building the bike, and it makes me want to help.
What are you seeing there, Mike?
You can see the rivets and everything. It'd be pretty cool to put those on the gas tank, huh? I'm seeing stars.
Vinny, frames here. Let's get to work. Now that the frame is here, we can put this thing together. Let's get this stuff out of here.
Clear this stuff out.
These are the kind of cases they put like $1 billion in the movies.
It looks like it, right?
Yeah.
Or they got a computerized bomb in it.
Yeah, that's serious stuff right there. The first thing we're doing is attaching a swing arm to the frame and putting the drive belt in place. The swing arm allows the rear tire to go up and down when you drive, giving the bike a smoother ride. The drive line sends power from the motor to the rear wheel, and it's usually on the left side. That's where most bikes have it. But for this project, we're putting it on the right side, which is really gonna make the bike stand out, and I think it's really gonna surprise a lot of people.
What, are you marrying that thing?
Yeah.
Engaged?
They're tapped in there.
Yeah. Can I put the motor in?
Yeah, heck yeah.
How nice is that with no backbone?
Before we send the frame and parts out for painting and powder coating, we put the whole bike together so we can make sure everything fits and looks good. That's especially important on this bike because we're trying out a lot of new ideas on this bike, so we want to make sure everything works before it gets painted, chromed, or plated. This whole mock-up process will take us about 3 or 4 days at least, because we still need to fabricate the rear fender, the handlebars, and a few other things. But I'm really not anticipating any problems.
It worked!
Man, it's so weird looking. I almost can't even get used to it.
On this bike, we're using a 280 rear wheel, which is just massive. It's the biggest tire we've ever used, and I think it's gonna look awesome.
That's all the way back.
Mm-hmm. This is not good, Vin. The swing arm allows the tire to move up and down to give the bike a smooth ride, but right now, it's not giving us a very smooth ride. In fact, it's only giving us problems, because right now, the tire's moving up and down too far, and it's hitting the frame, and I can't see any way to fix it.
Let's throw the frame in the dumpster.
I think we got a slight issue here.
Can it drop down?
Yeah, a little bit.
This is basically set.
Actually, let me see where it's set now.
I had it set right about where it's going
to
sit.
You had to go to experiment now, right? All of a sudden, you want to experiment.
Yeah, we had to do something different than the same old crap every single time. Come on.
I know.
You get tired of seeing our frame the same way every time? Yeah, well, we're going to make this work. Whatever we got.
I got to be honest with you. What I would do is I would, you know what? Everything looks cool. Set it with struts and don't even use no suspension and you're done. Put it wherever you want. You know what I mean?
My father wants me to weld the swing arm in place with metal struts.
It's such a nice look, you know what I mean? Who cares if it moves? Who cares?
The problem with making the swing arm rigid is that the bike will have a bumpier ride, and that's not good. And on a high-end theme bike like this, you just can't compromise. Because if you do, pretty soon the bike's not high-end anymore, and you're just another bike builder. Yesterday we ran into a problem with the rear wheel hitting the frame. My father's solution was just to weld the swing arm into the frame with metal struts. But I think we'll find a better way to get out of this mess once we get the front end on.
Yes.
And the rear tire bolted in place. And that's what we're doing today, and hopefully it won't take that long because we're gonna need all the time we can get to figure out this frame problem.
We've never had this much trouble with a frame before. And I won't kid you, I'm concerned about it. But I think between Paulie and me, we'll figure something out. We better, or this bike's gonna be in big trouble.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
Look at this rake, Pop.
How's the trail, though?
Same.
Are you sure?
It's the rake trees that makes it trail.
You still got to check your trail. You can't just say, oh, 5 degrees more is okay. You got to make sure that the stretch and everything else is right. Otherwise, that front end at high speeds will wobble.
You know, it really gets me. First, Mr. Innovation messes up the frame design. Now he's changing the angle of the front end, which in my opinion is only going to give us more aggravation down the road.
Sam seemed to think it would be fine, and he builds these frames, so I can run it by him. He's built everything you could think of. It's only 5 degrees more than we usually run.
You know what? You don't want no flop in the front end, and you want to be sure it's going to work.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. I talked to Sam. He builds the frames. He knows a little bit more than me or you about them.
Listen, you know what? Who's responsible? You or Sam?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, just like the frame.
Paul Hartman from DaVinci Performance came by to show us the design for the carburetor. I hadn't seen any conceptual drawings of it or anything, so I was really excited to see what they came up with. Whoa! That's great, man. I gotta say, I'm really impressed with their work. They designed the carburetor to look like the torch that the Statue of Liberty holds, with the flames coming out of the carburetor and everything. I could see already it's going to fit the bike perfectly. You want to change this hub out, Vance? Get the impactor?
Yep.
To mount the rim, we had to put a hub on that was compatible with right-side drive. Unfortunately, only thing we had in the shop was one for a left side drive, so I just modified one of those babies. When I got the hub done, I attached it to the rim. Then I bolted the pulley to the hub, put the wheel in place, and put the belt on the pulley. And at that point, we hit a little snag. The belt was hitting the inside of the swing arm. This is some kind of a sick joke. But what at first looked like a big problem turned out to have a pretty easy solution.
Can we sprocket it out?
Yeah, sprocket. Look how much smaller that gives you there. And the back sprocket will fit inside this. Okay. What we decided to do was use a chain and sprocket rather than a belt and a pulley. You see, the pulleys for the belt drive have kind of a big diameter. It made the belt ride up too high and hit the inside of the swing arm. It's not that a belt drive is a bad thing. It's just not good for this bike.
Your history, pal.
But you see, a sprocket is smaller than a belt pulley, so the chain will easily clear that frame. Chain's the way to go.
It looks better too, right?
We got clearance, you know.
Plus, it looks good with that.
Once we got the chain on and the rear tire positioned, we were ready to deal with the frame problem. Okay, Paulie, I'm gonna lower this swing arm. You tell me when it hits.
There. I knew the easy thing to do would be to weld the swing arm into place like my father wanted me to do, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. So I just thought about it for a while.
Your father's idea is actually sounding good right now to you, isn't it? Putting metal bars there.
Yeah. Hey, Vin, let's bend this frame.
You're kidding, right?
I'm serious.
I
I gotta say, I was pretty amazed Paulie wanted to bend that frame.
Keep it evenly.
I mean, that's a pretty radical solution for this problem, and it's real risky. Because we're heating the metal till it's red hot, and then prying it upward. And in that process, you can kink or stretch the tubing and ruin the whole frame. And if that happens, I know Senior's gonna hit the roof, and that's something I don't want to see.
Let me get a measurement here, Vance. Moved an inch and a quarter. Yeah, let's throw the tire on and look at it.
Is it touching?
You got like an eighth of an inch. I think we fixed it. That's pretty cool looking.
And it is missing, huh?
After 2 days of struggle, it was really gratifying to see something that finally worked.
Since last week, we've been waiting for the gas tank and the exhaust to arrive so we can put this bike together. While we wait, I've been fabricating a seat pan, which I gotta say is looking pretty cool. Paulie's been working on the handlebars, which are almost done. Once we get done with this stuff, we're not really gonna have much to do until we get the tank and the exhaust, so we're hoping they'll arrive today.
All right, let's see what we got here. Hey, Vin, the gas tank's here.
Weird.
I was very impressed with the gas tank. It was very alien-looking and very different. But once we got it up on the bike, I began to have some doubts about it.
Small, isn't it?
Could use to be longer.
Huh?
Could use to be another 3 inches longer.
Yeah.
At least. Because that way you could have just...
The tank was a great design and it looked real cool, but it was a little short for the frame.
Lift up on the back a little, Lance.
I guess somehow our tank builder didn't get the exact dimensions of the backbone. So now we gotta have him build something bigger, which is gonna take who knows how long.
Rick could have made this tank. He would have smoked that. He would have smoked that.
Rick! Where's Rick?
What do you think of that tank?
That's cool. It's tiny.
Small, ain't it?
Could you make that tank?
We could make that.
Yeah? Can you get it smooth like that?
It's a lot of rolling time. Mm-hmm. It takes a while to do it that way, but yeah.
Could have made that freaking tank
instead
of waiting 3 weeks for somebody to make you a tank that...
Let him make it. I need a longer one. It's not going to work. There's your challenge. Fire away, Rick. That'll never happen because he's got you working on his bike over there.
No, we're almost done over there.
It could come out nice, though.
I'd love to see him make this freaking tank. Smoke this thing. I'd make it long, right? Longer would look nice.
You know, now that we have great metal workers like Rick and Campo, it really aggravates me that Paulie wants to go out of house with things. Because when we have all sorts of outside people having a say in this project, in my opinion, it becomes less of an OCC bike.
I think they want us to use paint, so we're going to paint the tins and copper plate everything
else. Oh, you are? Why not copper plate
tins
too?
It's what they want. I tried.
You don't tell them what they want. They get what we give them. On top of using an outside vendor to do the tank, now Paulie's letting the client tell us what kind of finish to use on the bike. You know how much nicer? Am I right?
Listen, I want to do a copper bike.
Then that's what we'll do.
Well, listen, these people, they got have some say in their bike, you know?
Let them talk to me.
You know, sometimes my father's a loose cannon around the shop, making all kinds of suggestions, and when he gets that way, I really can't take him seriously. Because if I did, I'd never finish this project, or any project for that matter.
Well, what are the changes? Just longer?
It would be longer, and I would have you make it a little deeper. It'll look wider, because you won't suck the sides in so much.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's what we want to do.
Okay.
What do you think we could do time-wise, Stein?
Well, let me see what I can do. I'll get going on. I got to make some phone calls, and then we'll get going. Maybe we could have it by the end of the week or something.
That'd be great.
I'll see. I'll do my best.
All right. Give me a call by the end of the day.
Okay.
Thanks, Don.
Thanks.
Bye, buddy.
Who's that?
Don.
For what?
Fat Cats.
Why?
Because we may build another tank.
Why don't we build a tank ourselves? Why do you got to deal with Don?
Well, he could have it by the end of the week.
So he could have it by the end of the week. Let him start it tomorrow. Listen, build a tank here. That's what we do. We're fabricators. Let's build a tank. We got everything here to build a tank. Build it. What are you jerking around? Got to use everybody? We're fabricators. That's what we do. We can build a tank. I just don't have your mentality.
Okay,
you know what I mean? I don't have
actually,
your mentality.
Actually, you do because you're everything.
No,
but anyways,
because you have capable people in-house here that can do that,
right,
and you go outside. Why?
Can you build the tank?
No, I can't.
I can't build the tank either.
Rick can.
I have no experience.
Rick can.
Okay, how long is it going to take Rick to build the tank?
Probably 2-3 days. A tank like that, probably 2-3 days.
Where's Rick at? Because he said it would take him an awful long time to build that tank.
Oh, well, did you ask him what he said?
No, listen. Yeah.
What did he say?
He said it would take a long time to build it.
What's a long time?
That's all he said.
Ask Rick how long it'll take to build that tank.
Where is he?
If it's going to be the same amount of time, I'm building it here.
You know, one of the last things I wanted to do today was to get pulled into the middle of an argument between Senior and Polly. Because, you know, I'm a metal worker, not a referee.
You don't think you can get this texture?
I can make the tank, but if you want to get it that smooth and you want a copper plate, you should just have the other guys make it. They did a nice job. I probably could have built a tank that was perfectly smooth on top so they could copper plate it. But it would have took a lot of days to do that, and I probably would have put Polly behind schedule. So I just thought it was best just to bow out.
I'll tell you what my concern is. My concern is you're not getting too much done here. You
no,
know,
it's not.
Really hardly anything. And you know what? You started the handlebars. Why don't you finish something?
Okay,
at least
the tank. Listen to me. The tank came, so I figured I'd mount the tank and then go back to the handlebars.
I've been dealing with this tank since this morning.
I know, but we've been trying to figure out exactly how it goes. That's all.
All I'm saying is that get something so it looks like it's done.
Listen,
started the handlebars the other day.
Because I can't finish the handlebars.
Well, you just said you don't need the tank.
But I didn't know what it was going to look like, so I mounted it on there. Now I have a better idea. I can't just mount the bars on without knowing the pitch of the tank, so now it's on there, now I know. With all the problems we've had on this bike, we're a little behind schedule. And I know my father's concerned, but his nagging doesn't help me one bit.
Hey, Paul, your exhaust is here.
Ah, ooh, ah.
See how it's like torch looking? I was kind of relieved to see the exhaust because I figured we could at least finish putting one new part on the bike today. But things didn't go as planned. Well, it's just not long enough.
How'd that exhaust fit?
Doesn't.
Not even close?
No.
Why, because of the right side drive?
Yeah.
We've had to tweak exhaust pipes to get them mounted before, but they've never been off this much. I think the problem is our exhaust manufacturer didn't know we were using a right side drive.
You're hitting in here. You're hitting. It's not going to work. You got the whole exhaust got to come out more. Batting 1,000 on this one, ain't we?
Today wasn't the most productive day we've ever had. I mean, between the gas tank and the exhaust, nothing fit. The only thing we got done is reordering parts. But when you're trying out new ideas, you just gotta expect a few bumps in the road.
Campo!
Campo!
We got a 13-inch wide fender that'll fit around this. What I was looking for was a Statue of Liberty face. With the spikes and everything, just the face, like on the rear fender.
Nice.
And then we'll cut out around everything. So all you have is the face. You don't see any fender.
And then you'll come off the sides.
Right,
know,
with something maybe.
To come down and mount it.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can do that.
Because you're a mental sculpture.
Mental? The I think that's a compliment coming from you.
Here's a bracelet for you to start your project. Matches your black nail polish.
Thank you. It's the first thing I've been given from OCC. It's not nice.
Easy, easy. There's innocent people here.
Today, Paulie asked me to fabricate a Statue of Liberty face that he wants to put on the rear fender of the bike. I guess he likes some of the things I did for Senior on the POW bike.
Just remember who got you here. And remember whose side you're on here.
I do.
All right.
I know who the boss is. Sculpting a face is a difficult job. It takes a lot of cutting and pounding to get the features just right. But this face is going to be especially difficult, because the Statue of Liberty is so well known. And the face that I build has to match it exactly in order to make an impact. I worked with Cena before and he knows I could pull it off. But this is the first time I've done this big of a project for Paulie. So I'm looking forward to showing him what I can do.
Oh, I'm gonna kill him.
We got the oil tank in today, and like everything else on this bike, it didn't fit. The only way it would fit is if you did it like this. See how it fits the contour there? Says nothing works on this bike. Nothing, nothing, nothing. I'm ready to just give up altogether and freaking go to Florida. You know, we have problems with these bikes. I don't think my father necessarily has the best ideas for fixing them, but every once in a while he surprises me.
Right. You know, you could make yourself a piece here, you know what I mean? That goes on to here, that'll blend in. This ain't too bad, you know what I mean? Make something in here.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess my father might know a thing or two about metalwork. Like my father suggested, I cut two pieces of 1/8-inch steel to fill the gap between the frame and the tank. It's gonna give the bike a little more streamlined look. The position of the oil tank jetting out in front of the motor and its shape are both pretty unusual. It was custom made for this bike, and it would have took weeks to build a new one with the correct specs. So we really had to make this one work. I guess it wasn't the most challenging fix I've ever had to do, but once I got focused on the job, it was kind of satisfying to pull it off. And once it was done, it looked perfect.
Yeah, that looks good.
Hey Vance, what'd you do with my woo woo woo?
I put them away.
Where?
Where they were yesterday, by the exhaust, by the mock-up stuff.
You're fired.
All right.
You little piece of work.
I get yelled at for putting things away.
Good. That's why I do it.
I know.
I intentionally do that, you know. Did you hide the clear mask on me, too? Did you have to do that?
Down there. Hang it up. You're a miserable bastard today.
You know, because of the frame for this bike and the seat sits so low, we had to come up with a new place for the oil tank. Hey, Vincent.
What's up, buddy?
How's that?
That looks pretty good. She fits pretty nice, huh?
Yeah.
You know, it's been pretty cool fabricating custom pieces for OCC bikes. But this Liberty face is probably one of the toughest things I've done yet. I know Paulie wants the fender to match the statue as close as possible, so it requires a lot of attention to detail. I just hope I get the time I need, because I know these guys have a lot riding on this fender coming out right. What are you doing? Trying to make some progress here.
How is it that you can do this here, but when you draw like
I don't know.
Your drawings are like, I can almost do.
You probably could do better than me. I don't know.
Today we got a new set of pipes from the guys at Martin Brothers.
This is a cooler exhaust for this bike than the other one.
It's got a wicked cut on it, isn't it?
And it arcs. That's what I liked about the original.
And now we're just hoping they're going to work a little better with this right side drive configuration that we have on this bike.
What do you think, Vance?
I don't know what to think because we don't know where that carburetor is going to be, you know? What the hell good is it if we put freaking 3 hours into this exhaust and find out the carb ain't going to work with it? Right?
Hey, Dad, come here. How do you think this looks?
Awesome.
Does that look cool?
Yeah.
Hold that right where I had it, Dad.
Don't you want to kill him with all the noise between the banging and the grinding?
Yeah, if it doesn't come out good, he's going in the hospital.
Did you tell him he's going to be hospitalized?
Yeah, I don't know about that, man. You'll go deaf, won't you?
Your hair will be like...
I mean, you just ride on the left side of everybody and just blast them right in the ear.
Actually, it's pretty cool. I like that.
We'll just keep it this route because it's practical.
Put it up like a seat. That'd be pretty cool.
Just weld the hell out of it, that's all.
You know, once we finally decided on the position of the pipes, the next tricky step in the process is welding and blending them together so they look and feel like one piece. And because they're going to be copper plated like the rest of the bike, they have to be super smooth too.
After taking a closer look at my references, I realized that my Liberty face was just a little out of proportion. But the one great thing about metal sculpting is you can always modify things as you go. So I just chopped a half inch out of her nose and then welded the bottom half back to the bridge. And with a little grinding out, I think it'll be as good as new.
You ready?
Yeah.
To go home?
This came out nice, eh?
Yeah, man, I've been pulling the heck out of it. The only thing I gotta make is a bracket for the bottom here.
What else gotta be done? When's the gas tank coming?
Tomorrow, right? Hopefully tomorrow. And then we gotta do a front fender. We gotta figure out what we're gonna do with that.
That's another idea we gotta do, yeah.
Let Slickster over here do a... Do the ass of the Statue of Liberty.
Back of my head.
Yeah,
all right, let's get it to getting over here.
Today I'm going to try to finish all the features on the Liberty face. I got to tell you, it's been pretty challenging. I mean, I've only got photos to go by, so it's pretty tough to figure out her dimensions. But you know, as an artist, I love a challenge. And I think the final result will make it all worth it in the end.
Hey, Paulie, come check this out. Today, the guys at Chrome Master sent some copper samples.
Man, look at that. You can almost do this whole bike powder coat.
I know.
Right?
This is like a brand new penny.
I think it's clear.
There's a lot of different looks we can go with. Now we just got to decide what finish we want Chrome Master to put on the Statue of Liberty copper.
This will probably look sick on the gas tank.
That's the freaking antique. That's awesome.
Then again, the whole bike would probably look cool like this, Vin. That's what I was thinking.
It'd be like chrome, a gold chrome.
You could do like the inner primary in the black and then the outer in like this, so it's real shiny. And I think the wheels would look great like that, because it would be like chrome but copper, you know? It'll be real shiny. What do you think?
They'll glitter too.
Now that we got a lot of the parts fitted for this bike, we got to start prepping it for plating. So we're stripping the bike so Vinny can get started with that first thing tomorrow. But no matter how fast we work around here, it's never fast enough for my father.
When does this thing need to be sent out?
It'll all work out, Pop. You know, if my father keeps freaking out about getting this thing done, I have a feeling things are going to start to get ugly around here. All right, let's rock.
Are we getting the gas tank today?
Sure.
You know, while Paulie's been waiting around for about a week now for that tank, Rick's been fabricating a few on his own. And if you ask me, I think his work is as good as anybody's. So I don't see why Paulie thinks that we need to send stuff out when we can do it in-house.
Hey, do you think he could build a tank now?
You know, listen, it's a gorgeous tank.
This is smooth. This top is as smooth as that of the top. The other guy did are smoother. Tell me that top ain't smoother than the tank you had.
It's flat.
It's oval.
This is flat right
listen,
here. It's flat.
That other tank is pretty flat, too,
this
on the top.
This is the problem.
The only thing is the edge.
Well, that's a
listen,
problem.
Give it up, man. The guy...
Listen, the guy did a great job. I'm not taking anything
so
from
him. So then don't say he couldn't build that
he
tank.
Said he couldn't.
Could
I'm not saying he couldn't. He said he couldn't.
No. Listen, that's because you were so dead set against
no,
him.
No. Right. Don't even go there because you know what?
I spoke to him.
I said, Rick, can you do
he
it?
He said he was
he
concerned
said, you know
about
what?
It.
I could do it
he
when you'd never be able to plate it.
About getting the top that smooth. But he said that if he would have worked on it, had enough time to work on it, he could have got it smooth enough. But this tank is beautiful. That's an OCC tank right there.
You should just let him keep building tanks.
Yeah, well, he should have been building one for this bike.
You know, I don't think my father gets it. Everything's going out to the copper plater, which means all the parts have to be incredibly smooth. And nothing against Rick, but there's just no way that he's going to have the time to get it as smooth as we need it.
Nice. That's how we clean our frames around here. I say we unload a whole can on this thing and just oof, and walk out the door. Well, see you later.
Hey, Paulie, when's that new tank coming in?
Should be here tomorrow.
When that guy tell you we're going to have that tank?
Friday.
So today's Monday. Now it's going into Tuesday. That's why I like to do everything in-house. F*** everybody else because they'll all blow smoke up your ass, you know?
We couldn't do it in-house.
We could have done it in-house.
Okay.
And you know what? When it's all over, I'm going to have him do that tank just for ha-has. Just
listen,
to prove to you that he can do it.
What's your problem? I don't understand.
The guy said he couldn't do it.
Why can't you live with that? You can't get over that,
No.
Because I don't think the way you think.
If I thought the way you think, this bike would be done
thank
in
God
the year
for that. Listen
2010.
To me, wait a minute, Dad. Let's talk about
let's talk about the gas tank. You scared the guy to death.
No. I didn't tell him I didn't want to do him. I said, Rick, can you do it? He said, you know what? I could build the tank, which I know he can, but I can't get it to be able to be plated.
He could have made the tank, and it could have been as good as what you're going to get. That's
how do you know? You haven't even seen what we're going to get.
Because I know.
Listen,
I know.
The tank that was here, he said he...
Because he built the tank basically the same way we can do it.
He said the tank that was here, he couldn't do it as good.
The long and the short of it is, you said those guys would have the tank on Friday. Today's Monday, and you don't have the tank.
Wait a minute. Is this the first time we ever dealt with vendors?
That's why I want to change the mentality and do everything in-house.
He didn't want to do it. He said he couldn't get it plated.
If I said do the tank, he would have done the tank.
Yeah, he would have done it, but would it have looked good plated?
You were pretty much totally against it.
Whoa, wait a minute.
No, nothing.
My problem
I asked you 20 times to let him build a tank.
You're wrong.
And you kept saying no.
Wait.
No.
You don't understand.
I do understand. I understand one thing,
okay? If you let the guy keep building tanks.
The difference between me and you is what, there would have been no question in my mind. If I was building this bike, he would have built the tank. No ifs, ands, or buts. And if he would have failed, then I would have done plan two. But that's the first thing I would have done.
When does plan two come?
I would have had somebody else make it then.
Well, you would have had little worker elves hammering it out? I don't understand.
Listen,
what do you
there's
mean?
There's enough people here that work with metal to make
Who?
That. All of us.
Listen, do you know anything
Everybody.
About smoothing out metal on an English wheel?
Listen, you could put brass on that tank or smooth it out. Anything.
What do you know about putting brass on a tank?
I've done some of that. I've done some filler with that stuff.
Okay. Or no, I'm not going to argue with you anymore.
Because you know you're wrong.
Listen, the guy could build a tank, and he could build an incredible tank. There was never any question there. He just can't make it where he can copper
plate it. You know you're wrong, and I'm right again.
Listen, I want the guy to build his tanks.
Yeah. He's the worst.
You know, I have just as much pride as my father does in doing things ourselves. But I think when he sees the tank, he'll know I made the right decision.
How come this bike looks identical to yesterday?
You didn't get anywhere, huh?
All right, let's get something done today.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know, we hit a couple speed bumps with this bike, with the right side drive and all. But we really got to kick it into high gear now to get all these parts copper-plated. You know, Chrome Master's going to shut their plant down for one day just to plate this Liberty bike. That means we have to have every piece shipped to him by that day. This thing's starting to look a little bit more like George Washington than freaking...
Yeah, it's hard, but once you look at it...
Yeah, when you close the Campbell, side of the eye...
Campbell, you had the wrong picture.
That's not her.
That's Sitting
That's
Bull.
Not her. Oh, you guys.
All right. You guys got the tank? Bring that tank over here. Throw it right, Chia. Today we finally got our new tank in.
Yeah, that's much better, man.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot deeper.
Did he make it longer?
6 inches longer,
they say.
And after all that time, it was really worth the wait. Feel that. That's ridiculous, isn't it? I think that's what took him all the time, was keeping it chewy. And the weld is nicer than the first one.
Oh, yeah, much nicer.
That thing's gonna look nice.
You know, once I got a good look at that tank...
It's like a piece of glass.
I gotta admit, it looked pretty good on that bike.
It kind of has a nice, like, hourglass shape, yeah.
But I still think Rick could do just as good a job as anybody.
Dude, I don't know
anyone who could have done this.
No. Man, that guy's something else.
I'll be back.
To make mounting the tank easier...
Jeez Louise. There she goes. She got the lube on her now. Hang on, let me hit this thing.
The guy sent us some rubber pads to help line it up and tighten the fit.
Good, 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 good. That stuff stinks like a stink bug.
What do you think about that for the height in the front, Vance?
I like the positioning.
That's a hot tank, man. What do you think, Camp?
I definitely like the way you fixed the end of the tank to go down into the pan.
Yeah, because it kind of comes to this line.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's important.
You know, Campo's been working really hard on this Liberty face. I know he feels good about it, but the more I see it come to life, the more I realize it's not going to fit with the style of the bike.
Work out?
I hope so. A lot of work into that thing.
I know.
Why? You having doubts?
No, it looks good. I mean, he does a good job. I just don't know how it's going to look on there. Yeah, or, you know, how much of it is going to look like the fact.
All right, let me finish welding.
You know, it's pretty tough when you work pretty hard on something, and it looks pretty damn good, but I'm getting the feeling that Junior doesn't agree. And in the end, it's not my decision. You know, we could take it up into here.
I don't know, Marky. You know, I'm really not too sure about this Liberty face.
It's up to you. If you want to keep going with it, then I can fit it to the fender and we'll see. If you don't like it, then you use the other one.
Okay, fair enough. But if we don't use it, we'd have to start off from scratch. All right, let's rock, guys. Let's go home. We'll finish it up tomorrow, which is really going to be close with the deadline for the copper plating. And with the importance of this bike to all of us, I want to make sure to make the right decision.